Can you hear me? Yep. So, this is the CPC podcast, Creative Persons Collective, or I may call this something different. All that background noise is me on my walk. I think I might change it to like a walk with Cameron, something like that. I don't know, because this is me now, and I'll explain all of that. But, you know, this podcast was an ambitious idea, and actually a really great idea. It was something that I thought would be revolutionary in this space, because I felt like creatives need an outlet where they can talk and where they can listen, be heard, be understood. Like, so many things that we associate with being creative, and also the hindrances to being creative, but just, you know, not being heard, not being accepted, not being understood, not knowing how to start, all these things. So that's what I wanted this podcast to be. Basically, you know, a case study for creatives of like, all right, we are creatives talking about creative things and trying to basically fail forward. Because everything you do at some point is a failure, and it fails, and you basically have to fail forward. Just keep pushing, keep moving. But it didn't fail forward. It just failed and stopped completely. It crumbled and crushed under circumstances. And, you know, me and Allison, we never had any differences about this podcast. We were literally on the exact same page, which is why it worked so well, the episodes that we did. It was moving in a great direction because we understood what we wanted to do, and we have similar mindsets on so many things when it comes to being creative and pursuing that, that we just had a very, very good trajectory. Had we would have stuck with it together and really been consistent when we started this podcast, where it would have been now would be like absolutely crazy and ridiculous. You know, I'm watching like Joe Budden podcasts and Joe Rogan podcasts. Those become this ridiculous entity and brand that is garnering so much attention and giving off so much information and entertainment. And that was the goal when we created, you know, the CPC podcast. And maybe eventually it'll return, but for now, it's just me. So basically what happened was, like I said, circumstances. Me and Allison, we were filming in my car. And my car broke down. I think even at that time, my car was broke down, but it was still drivable. It wasn't broke down. I had gotten to an accident. It was still drivable. So once me and Allison, we got off at the same time. Once we got off work, we were record. After that, our schedules changed. So now we're on different schedules. So now, I think I was working earlier, so I was getting off earlier, so I would have had to wait for her to get off to record or come back to pick her up. And then she ended up being on early schedule than me. So then I would have had to, but she would have had to wait for me. That never worked because we both have children. We tried to plan it on our days off, but at the time, I was really busy, just, you know, trying to get my family together, businesses together. So it was hard to really coordinate a time. And then also I didn't have a car. So like going somewhere and recording was difficult because, you know, she didn't really have somewhere quiet where we could record. In my house, my kids was just a mess. So it just, circumstances just ended up taking us on a path that, a failure basically, you know. And it wasn't that we didn't want to do it. We tried. It just, you know, and then eventually it got to the point where, you know, we both just kind of stopped caring about it. It was like, it's too much work to make it happen. So we're not going to force it. We're just going to be like, whatever. And it's not a big deal. But I wish we would have gave it a little bit more push and oomph in the beginning. You know, we had a good recording schedule. We recorded like 4 episodes back to back. Like, I wish we would have stayed on that schedule. And then we could have at least still had a bunch of content to release, even if we had stopped recording. But, you know, we just got derailed so easily. And, you know, it's something that I never felt like I could handle on my own. So I'm going to really shift the direction of where this is going and what it's going to be. I think I still have information that could help creatives because I'm a creative and I'm failing forward. All my businesses are failing at this moment according to, you know, business standards or business success, you know. And I think documenting that and letting the people know, like, what's going on and how I'm dealing with that will be, like, a really good experience, a good listen for people. You know, I think the last time I spoke about being more than enough, and, you know, that was supposed to be my motivation to continue this without Allison, because at that time, last year, we had already, like, decided that we weren't going to do it. And, you know, of course, we, yeah, I don't think I mentioned that before. Eventually, we did have a discussion, like, this isn't working. We're just not going to do it. And, you know, it's no big deal. Like I said, you know, me and her are still cool. If we ever find the time, we may do it again, because I think, you know, we have experiences that could help people. And as we are growing, I think hearing about failure, hearing about growth as you are moving forward is like a really crazy thing. So, excuse me. Yeah, this is, like I said, I'm walking, as you can hear all the outside noise. If this is distracting, I'm going to have to find a different way maybe to record, but, I'm getting back into being healthy. I won't say fitness, I'm just getting back into being healthy. So I'm trying to walk my 5 miles every day. You know, I just started back yesterday. So today I'm like, you know, trying to figure out what music I'm going to listen to. And I'm like, well, maybe I should listen to a podcast. And then I opened up Spotify. I saw my podcast, one of the, because I only listen to Joe Button podcast, and I've listened to mine when I released them. I don't know if that's narcissistic, but whatever. So, so I was like, oh, snap. So I tried to log into the app. And I was like, y'all should do another episode to see what's in here. And, you know, just all those emotions and feelings of wanting to do it. And, you know, just like, yeah, this opportunity to create, opportunity to unload my thoughts. I've been having an issue with that lately of just like having too many thoughts and drowning in my thoughts and all the things that are going on. So, But yeah, as I was saying, I started walking. I'm going to be walking 5 miles every day, and maybe I'll record while I'm walking. But so maybe I could find a better time of day, because this is like rush hour afternoon that I'm recording, and it's a lot of cars and buses. Even though it's coronavirus going on, people are still outside. People are still getting off work, going home. So, yeah, it's a lot of noise. But what I wanted to say is that I stopped working on all the things that I was working on when this podcast started. You know, one of the fitness things that I was doing, I had my fitness business. I was training people. Kind of stopped doing that, and not kind of, I did stop doing that, and I wanted to open a kids gym. Basically, this high tech kind of facility that would really be full workouts for children, and it would either, there would be some classes that would be parent and kid, you know, for your parent, and specifically for a parent and a child to take the class together. Especially younger ages, like 4, 5, 6. Just something for you to do together with your kid. And then even older ones, you know, 12, you know, the teens and up, 12 through 17. Something you could take with your child and work out with them, you know, build that family bond. And I actually wanted it to be an independent facility. I wanted it to open it and just have it be marketed in this New Jersey, because I'm in New Jersey. I wanted it to be marketed in this New Jersey area, where basically, like, there's a lot of things here to do for kids, a lot of activities. Kids play sports, gymnastics. It's a lot of that, you know, in New York, close to New York. So it's a lot of things for kids to do, but nothing really like that. Like, besides sports, there's nothing really geared towards fitness, health, and wealth for kids. So I wanted to have that. Also wanted to, if the independent facility couldn't open, make it a subsidiary of Planet Fitness. So, like, Planet Fitness Kids, you know, all the Planet Fitnesses that have space next to them, we would open up Planet Fitness Kids. That way, once you go, you drop your kid off there, and they actually go and get a workout. It's not just, oh, a daycare. It's no, you're here, work out, be healthy. There will be playing time for you to relax and lounge. But, so I kind of went through all of that, wrote out a business plan, and what ended up happening was that the cost for insurance and what it would cost to really market something like that and make it profitable, it was just way too much. And to start out, like, with just a concept and $0, you know, I didn't even try. Because, you know, looking at the numbers, I'm like, oh, this is too much of a task. Great idea. Too much of a financial task to take on as someone who has not developed a following, who doesn't have any equity in a fitness business. Like, for someone who has nothing, it's just a great idea. So, I scratched that. At the same time, I started a kale chip business. And that actually started to thrive a little bit. I'm selling a lot at work. And I created a website. And it blossomed a little bit. But another thing, the numbers started to scare me. When you start thinking about food and all of that, you have to have a facility that is outside of your home that you pay for and that that's what you use to cook all your food. And so basically a manufacturing facility for your product. And that cost too much money for the price I was selling the product. You know, I wanted to keep my costs low, and something like that, it's better to sell direct to consumer versus to stores because of the shelf life of the product. The shelf life was not really high, so I would have had to really develop a social media following, a cult following, and then sell direct to consumers, which was actually possible. But I got too much into my head about creating content. I wanted content to be a certain way. I wanted to create it a certain way. And because I didn't have the tools like I wanted to, I had to go out of my way. You know, I wanted to do certain types of shoots in a kitchen. Well, my kitchen and my apartment, it sucks. So I was going to go to my parents' house, who don't live far, and record at their house. So I just didn't do it. There's really no excuse. I just didn't do it. And that kind of derailed me. I actually quit my job when me and Allison were working, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna go into this full time. And all the plans that I had were perfect. I had a bunch of small businesses and grocery stores that were going to purchase my product. Like, I was going to go that route of the small store only because I wouldn't have to give them a lot. Like, I would just be like, okay, here's a few bags. They're only going to last a week, so sell them to people, re-up at a different time. Like, I had all that kind of set. And then, once I realized, me being by myself, I can't cook enough kale chips by myself daily to really make a profit in my own oven. So I would need a commercial kitchen. And I didn't have the money to pay rent for a commercial kitchen because I hadn't sold enough kale chips yet. Everything that I had sold, well, no, I did, but everything that I had sold, I put back into the business. So, excuse me. I didn't have any funds. I just couldn't do it. So, failed again. So when I left my job, I cashed out my 401k, took all my money, put that towards rent. So, had a couple months. Next year came, this year, pandemic happened, you know, filed for unemployment, getting that extra $600. I should have been putting that money towards building my business back up. And I didn't. So now I'm kind of stuck in this, like, what am I doing phase. And I decided, all right, I need to start working back on music, you know. I already got one artist that I'm producing. I'm sorry, I'm all over the place because I work on a lot of different things. I have a lot of different talent. I know y'all are like, oh my God, he's doing everything. Yeah. Produced the album for a friend of mine, which came out great. That got completed, which awesome. Like, made me want to cry that I finished a project. It got released. Like, amazing. But it wasn't going the way I planned initially because I didn't have control of it. You know, the direction of the project changed and song selection changed. And so I kind of got frustrated. I realized I can only control me and what I do. So I realized I need to do my own project. I sang a little bit. Once I left my job, well, I forgot to say, I was working on music and I had found the sound that I like for myself. Very house music, like UK house, almost EDM, but with a little bit more soul and groove to it. And that's what I was working on. So I actually put together a whole project. Concept for the video was amazing. And once again, I shot myself in the foot because I realized I didn't have enough money to do it the way I wanted to do it. I gave up on it. did release one song called Never Know by Music Theme. So, y'all want to go check that out. But, yeah. Kind of just failing forward. Turned 30 this year. Still trying to figure life out, what I want to do. Have all these things in limbo that I could be doing, and I'm not. And honestly, that's okay. You know, I am a 90s baby, and a big thing in the 90s was like, we had a lot of kids that were in advanced class and this quest program that they called it for kids that were better than average, that like it was a lot of emphasis on being the best of the best. And it made you feel like you had to be great early. You know, I'm thought by the time I turned 25, I was going to be a millionaire. And honestly, I feel like I had the potential and the capability. I just didn't know how. I had no direction. But, so now at 30, still not being a millionaire, I'm thinking, oh, I'm behind. But a lot of people, all the billionaires, they didn't really make their first millions. They were in their 40s. You know, it's very rare for billionaires to be super, super young. Nowadays, people are millionaires young. And it's just the speed of the culture, but for the most part, it happens later on in life. Something that you want that's sustainable happens later on in life. So, I am still working on that. Just moving forward. If I'm going to fail, I figure I'm going to fail in public and fail forward. Things are not going as planned. But I'm still moving, still creating, and this is going to be my outlet. I may do this every day. This feels good. I don't know what else I have to talk about, because I talked about a lot today, but, you know, on my walk, this might work. So, we'll see. Thanks for listening. And if y'all want to see some different type of content, you have questions, I'm on Instagram and Twitter as musictheme21, musicphean 21. That's musicphean 21. And we're gonna see how this works. All right, y'all have a good one.